12 years after Mara Leverett released Devil's Knot, which has recently been made into a movie, she's now released a follow-up. She co-wrote the book with Jason Baldwin, who of course is one of the three who have since been released from prison. It's called Dark Spell, and Mara Leverett joins me now to talk about it. Thanks for coming by.
Glad to be here.
Obviously, you've been very close to the three. Damien Echols wrote his memoir, Life After Death, about his experiences. How did you come to work with Jason Baldwin to share what he went through?
I had met and interviewed all the men during the time that they were in prison. And I had a particularly close relationship with Jason. And over the years, we corresponded. So I had letters back and forth with him. And when they were released from prison, I almost immediately asked Jason if I could write the story of his time in prison. And he agreed, made me very happy. And so that's what we've done.
What details are in this book that might be new for people who feel they know this story?
I don't think anybody has any idea of what it was like for these kids at the time to go into prison. Of course, Damien went to death row, which was a harsh and solitary experience. Jason and Jesse went into prison with life sentences, and they were seen as, by guards and prisoners alike, as satanic child mutilators and murderers. It was just about the worst way you could go in. Jason went in a skinny kid of 16, didn't even weigh 120 pounds. And there were serious concerns among the staff and even some of the people who sent him to prison that he would survive. But the view that I think readers are going to get from this of what it was like for after the verdicts were handed down and the sentences executed, they were brought to prison, for these guys to go into prison. Then they kind of went silent for the rest of us. We didn't know what their lives were like. And this is a glimpse at that, a pretty deep glimpse.
Yeah, you write about really the hopelessness of his feelings at that point. Explain a little about that.
Jason was always... he's a very buoyant personality, and as people who have already read the book remark, it's kind of amazing that something as difficult as this book describes can be as inspirational as it is. It's because he is such a upbeat personality. But the fact was that after the Arkansas Supreme Court unanimously denied all three of their direct appeals, he was left poor, impoverished, and with no lawyer. And while Damien, because of his death sentence, was going to get some kind of representation going forward, that's required by law, but it's not for somebody who has a sentence of anything less than death. So it was a pretty grim outlook for him, and there was really no hope, although he seemed to always be able to find something to look forward to.
The HBO documentary Paradise Lost was really the start of the nationwide gathering of support for the three and the first real questioning of the case presented by the state and prosecutors. How did he respond to the support that was coming, especially from people outside of Arkansas?
He was kind of amazed. He was amazed by everything. He was amazed to have been found guilty. And he was amazed almost every step of the way. He got to the point where almost nothing surprised him. And so now here was something of a very good nature. And so he took it kind of in graceful stride. But of course, it was hugely uplifting. And getting letters from supporters became a kind of a lifeline.
It's been a few years now since the Alfred plea was offered by the state and they were able to be released from prison. How has he changed from the time when you knew him in prison to how he is today?
He's a free man. I think he's the same man. And that's the remarkable thing about him. He had a poise and an integrity all the way through. He picked up the practice of kicking hacky sack while he was in prison. And There's a place in the book where I recount how a person who knew him said, "That is your practice." It was kind of became a meditation for him. And it kept him serene in a lot of ways. And I got a video today of him in Seattle, where he lives, kicking hacky sack. He has maintained a very steady demeanor, and it's full of compassion. It's full of mercy. He was able to speak of mercy on the day that he was released from prison, and justice.
Colin Firth, who stars in the movie adaptation of your book, Devil's Knot, wrote a blurb for this new book. What did he have to say about Jason Baldwin?
He met Jason during the production of the film and has the same opinion of Jason that I do and that many who've known Jason have, which is that he's a remarkable person in that he's smart. He became educated in many ways, including in the law, while he was in prison. He's soft-spoken and not pretentious and unaffected, and yet he's got some very serious and important things to say. And that was why I wanted to write the book, so that those things could be said. People could know what this has been about.
And what have you thought about seeing the movie adaptation of your book, Devil's Knot, now come to the big screen?
I was really happy to see that happen. What I liked about the film, which is somewhat different from my book, actually, but was that the film transferred the focus from the three defendants back to the three original victims and their families and what happened originally. We who have become involved in this case think of six victims. There were many more. There were the families of all involved. But to look at the 3 8-year-old boys who were murdered and that started all of this, that was a beautiful aspect of the film. And I greatly appreciated the integrity of the filmmaking, that it was done very true to the facts.
Finally, of the three, the one we haven't heard quite so much about is Jesse Mezkelly Jr. How's he doing? Have you had contact with him in recent years?
I have seen Jesse a couple of times since he was released from prison. He has chosen to keep a quiet profile, a low profile, and live a quiet life. He's still in Arkansas. He's the one who still lives in Crittenden County, so far as I know. And one of the reasons he most wanted to get out was to be with his dad. And I think that they've been able to do that. So, but beyond that, I don't know much.
The U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled that life prison sentences for people convicted of crimes committed while they were juveniles or minors is unconstitutional, considered cruel and unusual punishment. Has the justice system evolved? What do you think, looking at kind of how things are today compared to what the situation was about 20 years ago?
Well, I've got a photo of Jason standing in front of the U.S. Supreme Court on the day that that decision was handed down, and it's a pretty happy look on his face. He would not have gotten that sentence. Jesse would not have either. Damien could still be sentenced to death, of course, and I think that the difference is not all that great. We know now that we have got a lot of problems in our justice system, and they are not adequately dealt with. These kids spent 18 years in prison for crimes that I and many, many people believe they did not commit. The Alford plea is not justice. Nobody can be happy, whether you think they did it and are free, or you think they didn't do it and they had to plead guilty to be free. There's no good way of looking at that as having been justice. So I think the situation that the state of Arkansas is in with regard to this case is still real messed up and needs to be corrected. And I will be writing a third book about it, because as the judge in Jonesboro said on the day that these guys were released, this case will probably be studied for a century or more. I believe that's true. And there will be a lot of foul-ups that will be examined very closely. The sooner we make them right, the better.
Mara Leverett is the author of Dark Spell, the second installment, looking at the case of the West Memphis Three, which is now available in paperback. Mara, thanks for coming by.
Michael, it was great. Thank you.
Michael Heplin, KUAR News.